Hello again, 欢迎回到酒馆。刚刚过了双十一，大家剁手败家的同时，别忘了给自己投资未来哦。酒馆自己的进阶口语交流课程第六期马上就要开课了，本周推出双十一的特惠活动，位置有限，先到先得。咨询课程赶快联系小助手吧。小助手的微信号是 luluxjg2， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的拼音首字母，最后一个数字2。LULUXJG2. 我们在酒馆等你。Now, on with the show. Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎又回到闲话美国。Hello, James.
Hello, Lulu.
So, about what we're going to talk about today. First of all, I would like to ask you a question.
Okay.
You know, a lot of our listeners, including me as well, we watch a lot of American movies and TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the major elements, especially if you watch it about young people, they always talk about this high school dance. I think it's called prom.
Ah.
And it seems to be such a big thing. You see it in all the major like sitcoms. They always have that few episodes talking about this, including things like Friends. They had the few episodes talking about, you know, Monica and Rachel's prom.
Yeah.
So, is this a real thing? Do people actually do it?
Well, yes, this is a real thing.
For everyone?
For most high schools throughout the country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is very much a thing. We call these high school formals, or prom for short, and also the term homecoming will come up.
You said prom for short. Short for what?
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure, but what it is that, technically it's called a high school formal, but everyone just calls it prom.
Okay.
I don't know the origins.
Since you're mentioning high school formals, there is another event that I kept hearing, homecoming.
Yes, homecoming is another high school formal.
So they're not the same, prom and homecoming.
No, well, they're the same as they're both formal dances,
but...
They don't have the same purpose. In general, prom is for older students, juniors and seniors, which would be in American year 3 and year 4 of high school.
Oh, so it's not a graduation dance?
No, because this would take place before graduation.
Ah, so third year, fourth year student, junior and senior.
Yeah, whereas homecoming is usually in the fall.And is open to all students and is usually connected to an American football game. And it's a celebration of the high school and people coming back home, hence homecoming.
Okay.
And it's a celebration of that.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because in Chinese, it's actually translated into 返校日. So it's like coming to their home school.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
And these are all for high school students, right?
Yes.
Mm. So what exactly happen at these formal dances? First of all, do you have to wear specific things? Is there a strict dress code? 着装有什么要求?
Well, it's a formal dance, so that means typically boys need to wear formal suit like a tuxedo or other black tie suit.
Wow, tuxedo, as formal as that.
Yeah, and the girls will wear what's called a prom dress, which is a type of formal dress.
But it's not like sexy dress.
No, because it is for high school students.
Mm.
So they will be things like, they'll be shiny, they'll be very elegant looking, but they're not going to be like those beautiful formal dresses. So the prom dresses are beautiful dresses, usually shiny, they're elegant.But like you said, not exactly sexy.
就是这种比较保守的晚礼服，比较传统的。They're usually very long, isn't it? Floor length.
Prom dresses tend to actually be shorter.
Oh, really?
About knee length.
And it's a lot of, for example, satin and...
Things like that, yeah.
Lacy stuff, perhaps.
Yeah.
And you said girls will buy a prom dress. These dresses sound quite expensive. So do people rent it?As well?
You can rent them, but a lot of the fast fashion brands like H&M, they make prom dresses, which are much more affordable than some of the really designer style dresses.
Oh, that's nice. So you don't have to spend a lot to look nice.
No, you don't.
Great. And what happens at these formals? Just dance?
Well, in general, the students who go to the formal, first thing they need to do is buy a ticket, because these events aren't free for them. They are provided by the school, but...
School needs to collect the money back.
Well, they need the money for the decorations, the music, things like that. So they do sell tickets. But when they go to the dance, they obviously dance.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be things like photo booths, where they can take pictures with their date, their friends. There will be live music or DJ music, depending on how much money the school spends.
Is it just like normal, just like pop music, what kids listen to?
It will be a mix of pop music, some slow music for slow dancing. And usually there'll be some kind of theme. So, for example, they might do a 80s theme. So they'll play lots of music from the 1980s or things like this.
Oh, 所以是有主题的. Since it is dancing, it's boy-girl dancing, then is it traditional for boys to ask a girl to be his date?
Yes.
These kind of things.
Yes, that is the tradition. Usually the boy will ask the girl, although in today's modern world, sometimes a girl will ask the guy, or sometimes students will just go as a group of friends without any specific date.
Do they have to be boyfriend and girlfriends to ask each other out, or is it like a great time to confess your love for someone?
Most of the time, they are boyfriend-girlfriend.
Mm.
Some people are just friends. There have been some times where it's brother and sister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big joke. In many of these sitcoms, they're like, oh, yeah, you went to prom with your brother or with your sister. It's almost like you did not have a prom date.
That mirrors reality a little bit, yes.
Good. And what about the participants? Because they're technically still not adults, a lot of them. So what about adult supervision? Teachers?
Are they watched?
Parents? Yes. Are they watched?
They're watched quite carefully, in fact. Yes, there will be teachers there as supervisors, as well as some parent volunteers. So they will be watching to make sure students aren't breaking any rules, make sure that they're not doing anything rude or disruptive, trying to keep in a safe environment for the kids to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, so it's controlled fun.
It's controlled fun.
And one expression that you always hear about prom is prom king and queen.
The king and queen. We also have homecoming king and queen. So both the formals have a king and a queen. And basically, these are popularity contests.
Are they just the most attractive guy and most attractive girl?
Well, usually, yes. So the candidates will be picked from nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll just be voted by the student body. So, yes, it's a popularity contest.
So they will vote out king and queen before the dance?
Yes, that happens before the dance.
Oh.
At the dance, they will let the people know who is the king and queen. And the king and queen may not know each other. And then once they're crowned, they will traditionally have a dance together.
Oh, they will put the crowns on them. 要给他们戴上这个皇冠。
And a sash that will say king or queen.
But they're usually just the most attractive people, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not wrong.
So, because you hear sometimes, obviously in TV and movie, and they're like, oh, I was the homecoming queen, or I was the prom king, so to speak.
And when they get to adulthood, it doesn't mean much.
No, it doesn't, really. But then they have a dance together. It reminds me of that scene in Carrie, Stephen King novel. Of the prom scene?
Well, I can tell you that real life proms have much less pig blood and no fire.
If you're interested in horror films and want to see a really horrifying prom scene, well, you can watch Carrie or a remake of Carrie. All right, so enough of the horror films. So we just talked about prom and its basics. In the advanced episode, we can get deeper into the whole thing, and then we can discuss maybe a little bit about the parents' attitude towards like dating in general.
Yeah, we can talk about the parents as well as more in detail of what the students do on prom day.
And perhaps what are the rules?
we can talk about that as well.
All right. So on that note, if you are interested in the topic, leave us a comment. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.